Many Utah colleges' international populations are growing. Dixie State University has 190 international students. Weber State University has about 400 international students, while Utah State University has between 600 to 800 international students. This week, they honor International Education Week, where they celebrate their cultural diversity with many performances and social events. USU Office of Global Engagement Immigration Advisor Amanda Castillo says the international students at Utah State University come seeking a variety of opportunities in many different majors.
I think that that's something that our world leaders realize is a skill set that really can enhance an individual's not only resume, but as a person, to be able to deal with global issues, to deal with various places around the world. And so really trying to increase our study abroad numbers is one of our missions within our office.
And I think coming here is, one, to understand your culture and be able to deliver that message. And two, is also to acknowledge other cultures. And you have to learn and understand and interact with them in order to be together better, to kind of socialize better, understand better.
That was Yuzan Luo, the president of Utah State University's International Student Council. He was born in China, lived in Botswana for 12 years, and then came to USU for college. He studies mechanical engineering.
I think Utah is a perfect transition to coming from Botswana. And coming here, it's been very rewarding.
And that is how a lot of these students feel. Studying abroad, they say, is a rewarding experience.
Well, I love Logan because of the mountains. I'm an outdoor person, and I just did the Naomi Peak Trek, so I'm loving it. I'm totally loving it.
When I came here, I met so many people, and now I'm studying economics, which is about what's happening in the world. I feel more connected, and I feel like other people have impact on me, other cultures.
I know more about other cultures, and it has just changed my student life here at Utah State.
International Education Week continues through Saturday, November 21st. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pikus.